Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Michael.
We're going to focus for a moment on a cancer-related poem that you chose. It was published in Gut 2019. It starts on page 866. Colorectal cancer is the topic. It's a common and lethal cancer. About 8 to 9% of all cancer deaths are due to colorectal cancer. About 1 in 3 people who develop colorectal cancer will die of the disease within 5 years. We should be aggressively screening for this disease, and there are a number of tests. Clearly, the colonoscopy is perhaps the gold standard. Current recommendations are for that to be done every 10 years for people who are at average risk and are willing to undergo the procedure and perhaps the preparation for the procedure. There's fecal immunochemical testing, which is the topic we're going to talk about in a moment. That's for occult blood, and that should be done annually on a single sample for patients who are unable or unwilling to have a colonoscopy. There's computer tomography, colonography, also called a virtual colonoscopy. A little bit less data on this. The recommendation is that it's a little bit more sensitive than the other tests to detect adenomatous polyps. But again, if you do get the polyps, unfortunately, you've bought yourself a colonoscopy. And then there's the FIT DNA. This is a multi-targeted stool DNA testing. It's also known as this FIT DNA. It combines DNA testing, FIT testing, and DNA methylation assays. In the United States, I think it's only marketed by one company. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name. It's Cologuard. That, I think, is what many doctors will recognize it as. Again, no attempt to promote the test. It's supposed to be performed every 3 years on one stool collection sample. So all of these tests have risks and benefits and costs. Many practices have moved to this FIT testing, which many people like because of it's easy to do and much less painful or uncomfortable. Many patients, though, are traditionally annoyed that they have to stop taking their NSAIDs for a week or their anticoagulants. So the question that this poem asks is, do they really need to stop taking these if they want an accurate test for colon cancer? It attempts to answer the question, are the modern fecal immunochemical tests for occult blood in the stool less accurate in patients who are taking aspirin, an anticoagulant, or an NSAID? Mark, do we need to have our patients stop taking these?
Yeah, this is a really good practical kind of study. I do want to, as an aside, the fecal DNA plus FIT test, the Cologuard, is significantly, it's more sensitive, but it's also significantly less specific than the FIT test alone. And it results in about twice as many referrals for colonoscopy as using the FIT test. So you end up doing, you know, you maybe won't make your patients happy because they're twice as likely to need a follow-up colonoscopy. Plus, it's a test that needs to be done every 1 to 3 years, costs $600 compared to about $5 for the FIT test. So it's not really surprising that the only country in the world that I'm aware of where it's recommended by any guideline is in the U.S. So anyway, we know that about 6% of screening FIT tests are positive. Positive predictive value for advanced neoplasia is between 35 and 55%. And for malignancy is around 6%. So these authors wondered whether if you use something that can make you bleed, would it reduce the positive predictive value by making benign lesions more likely to bleed, or would it increase the positive predictive value by making precancerous and malignant lesions more likely to bleed? So they did it. You could see it could go either way. So they did a search of the literature. They found 8 studies with about 2,000 patients that compared the accuracy of a FIT in a screening population who were taking an aspirin or an NSAID or an anticoagulant compared with those who weren't. Of the studies, all but one was done in Europe, which is where FIT testing is and the most common test used for colorectal cancer screening. The other one, I think, was in Hong Kong. They used a FIT cutoff of 15 to 20 micrograms of hemoglobin per gram. And the cutoff varies. You know, as you increase the cutoff, you reduce sensitivity, but you improve specificity and vice versa. 6 of the studies looked at aspirin, 4 oral anticoagulants, and 1 NSAIDs. And 3 of the studies, they were actually taking more than one of these medications. So there was actually no consistent effect on the positive predictive value. And in general, the differences they did find were very small. So the pooled positive predictive value for advanced neoplasia was 38% if they were taking an aspirin or an NSAID, and 39% in non-users. For colorectal cancer, it was 5.7 versus 6.2%. Oral anticoagulants, similarly, about 38 versus 40% predictive value. So really no clinically meaningful differences. So that's good news, I think. The bottom line is that the use of aspirin, NSAIDs, or oral anticoagulants has no important effect on the predictive value of a positive FIT test.
My biggest problem clinically is that when I stop these medicines for patients, they often forget to restart them. Maybe it's a subconscious.
Yeah, but anyways, why they're taking it. That could be good or bad. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, no, this is good advice. So thanks for sharing that with us. We'll talk to you again in a week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. We'll be right back.